even for the hundreds of thousands of people who were not turned away yesterday, things weren't exactly comfortable. It was chilly and hard to move among the crowds. But that did not stop Elizabeth S. Hutchinson. She's 88, a native of Palestine, Texas, although she lives part of the year in the D.C. area. And she has attended every inauguration since the 1953 swearing-in of Dwight D. Eisenhower. That is 56 years, 15 inaugurations. Elizabeth Hutchinson joins us now. And first of all, we just heard that some people had a hard time getting in with their tickets. Did you make it in easily?
Yes, we did. We had wonderful seats in the orange section, but I was in a transport chair. And when we got there, they told us we needed to sit in the handicap with all the other wheelchairs. So we were actually very close. They were wonderful seats that they furnished the handicapped people.
Well, given what we'll just assume is a record that you're holding right now for attending presidential inaugurations, how did yesterday's inauguration compare well with that first one back in 1953, or did any others compare especially?
Well, of course, the first one was so exciting. You know, here was this little girl, grew up in Palestine, Texas, and going to an inauguration in Washington, D.C., where I'd never been. And it was just lots and lots of fun. And yesterday, it was very stimulating and emotional in a way because my record was kept, and I loved it.
Is it a very different experience for you when the person being sworn in as president is somebody whom you voted for or supported or somebody whom you didn't vote for or didn't support?
Well, I did not say who I voted for. As a matter of fact, I really didn't care who won. Maybe you read this. I just didn't want my record to be broken.
I see. At a certain point, that's all that counts, I guess.
Yeah, that's right.
But just thinking back over all these inaugurations you've been to, is it a very big difference when it's somebody whom you personally had favored for the office? Or not? Is it just the ceremony that makes it just as exciting either way?
Well, it's the ceremony that is very emotional, and whether you were for him or against him. We did inaugurate a new president, and also I consider the an inauguration of the American people to enter into a new era for our country.
Well, you know, it's obviously just the dawn of a new administration, but January 2013 would be the next one.
Oh, well, I'll call me then.
Okay, we'll do. Elizabeth S. Hutchinson, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate your interest.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.